to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the gospel reading and sermon for Sunday, November 19th, 2017.
Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said, "For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours.' But his master replied, 'You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. Is this sound level a little better? Okay, good. It sounds about right to be. So this morning we have a special presentation during the announcements. Our convention delegates are going to share with you their experiences of convention. So I promised that I would keep my sermon very short. But I do want to say just a couple of words about this gospel. Jesus tells parables that relate to events and things that people would totally understand, and then he twists them at the end to make a point about the kingdom of God. In this case, he's talking about the very common experience of people who worked for someone. In this case, they are slaves. Their master is a wealthy landowner, and he entrusts them as stewards with his property and says, "Do what you can with this property." And of course, the good slaves double the master's investment. That's great. But the wicked slave just buries it in the ground, like a deposit, you might say. So what are we to make of this? I was thinking about this. You know, a lot of us, as we approach retirement or in retirement, we have to think about investing money, don't we? We have to think about the ways that we are going to ensure that we don't outlive our money. And so there's lots of strategies. I was in the bookstore yesterday at Barnes & Noble, and there's a whole shelf of money books that will give you all the secrets to how to double your money, triple your money, do whatever, invest this way or that way. There's TV shows, radio shows, podcasts, all kinds of stuff. And a lot of them look at the balance between how much risk are you willing to take. Are you willing to put everything in stocks? Or do you want to have everything in cash or bonds? Or do you have a mixture? How are you going to ensure that your money is there for you? How are you going to be good stewards of the resources that you have? We have to face those decisions with our money. But I think Jesus takes this familiar money idea. In fact, there's more money stories in the Bible than any other topic. Did you know that? When we had our banquet and the Friends of the Groom drama group came, they did the world's oldest financial planner, a skit that Tom Long wrote, and it's just Bible passages about money, one after another after another. But as I said, I think this is about more than money. I think Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God. What is it that God entrusts to us? Well, it's money, but it's everything. It's our lives. It's the gift of salvation. It's a relationship with God in Jesus Christ. That is a precious gift that must be shared and multiplied if it is to be fully realized, if we are to become the people that we are meant to be. If God has blessed you with a certain talent, in this case, not a money talent, but a talent, and you bury it in the ground and never develop it and never use it, how can it be used for the glory of God? Let's say, just for a random example, that you can make a violin. Shouldn't you make that violin and play that violin? I'm looking at Brianne. She just made a beautiful violin from the ground up, right? Taking the talents that she has and making something beautiful to make music. To me, that's what Jesus is talking about. How are we going to use the life that we have been given? Our life is not our own. It was given to us as a precious gift. Our minutes, our seconds, our hours, our years, they are not ours to hoard or to bury in the ground, but to use for God's glory. Our gifts and talents are the same way. Our resources, our energy, how are we to invest them? Many of you invest deeply in the relationships of your lives, caring for, at different times in your lives, your parents, your children, your grandchildren, investing yourselves in loving care of those around you. Many of you have invested your lives in work that is really fruitful and meaningful for the life of the community and the world. Many of you invest in this church, serving God with your time and your talents and your treasure. When we do that fully, I think what God is saying is that we are living into the abundance of the kingdom of God. And we can only do that if we can trust this relationship with God. The person with the 5 talents and the person with the 2 talents, they were able to go out and double that money because they trusted the relationship. We don't hear about the slave who blew it all at the Motor City Casino and lost it all. But they trusted that relationship. They knew that if they risked in God's service, they would be rewarded. Even if they failed, it was the risk and the energy and the movement that was important. It was only the one who lived in fear who was punished at the end. May we live fully and abundantly, using and developing and sharing the gifts we have been given to the glory of God and the building up of his kingdom.